This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. I'm glad that you've been with us. It's been a really good show. It's going to get better, but certainly started off talking about the Broward County National Showcase, which will be starting on Thursday, going right through Saturday. ESPN games will be on Saturday, and then Friday evening on ESPN2. We're going to have a really good matchup for the second time in 3 years. Coach Tim Roken will bring his St. Joseph Preps team down from Philadelphia, and they will be playing Plantations American Heritage. That will be at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. It'll be played at St. Thomas Aquinas, and it will be on ESPN2. And Coach Roken is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously, two times in 3 years heading down here. And I see you played Lakeland a couple years ago as well.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on tonight. And excited to get back down there to the Broward County Showcase. Those guys were, phenomenal for us last year. Just great hospitality and being down there, and great atmosphere, obviously, and got a lot of respect for South Florida football. So, and then we went that same year. We played Aquinas. We went over and played Lakeland as well. Obviously, a great program on the other side of the state there.
No doubt. And you travel really well, and I know your fans are excited, and you have a lot of Philadelphia people, transplants in South Florida area from like the Treasure Coast all the way down to the Keys. And certainly your program, once you left, everybody was talking about it and what a great program and how you guys just kept coming at it. And you do that all the time, the schedule that you play, and, coming off an 11-2 season, since you took over 2019, you guys are 65-9, which is not too bad. You're one every year in the area. Talk about this program and in an area like Philadelphia, where it's a football hotbed, obviously, with the University of Pittsburgh and Penn State and some of the other schools getting a lot of the players. Talk about how you guys continue to achieve this success and stay at that top.
Yeah, I think, Philadelphia's got a lot of great football, some nationally recognized programs, some nationally recognized prospects coming from different high schools and the state of Pennsylvania as a whole. And Penn State getting a bunch of those guys. We have a linebacker that committed to them is up there right now from this past year. And we have a defensive tackle in this current class, senior class, and Alex Haskell that will be attending there next year as well. Some phenomenal obviously college programs up here, and we want to represent the Northeast and Pennsylvania the right way in football, and obviously put ourselves in the category of the Californias, the Texas, the Floridas, the Georgias, and not to forget about Pennsylvania, and we hold ourselves to a high standard and to represent the state the right way, and we look forward to another great opportunity to do that. And I think for us, just continuing, I've been here now going on my 16th year, spent 9 years as an offense coordinator, going on year 7 as a head coach, and we have a lot of our coaches, our key coordinators, our offense coordinator, defense coordinator, both have been here for a long time. And we have nine players, 9 coaches currently that played for us in our time here, whether we were assistants or as a head coach. And, you know, so it's built a tradition here at St. Joe's Prep and the culture that, you know, and holding these young men to a high standard and going to play great competition, you know, like American Heritage. And, you know, yeah, we're going to continue to do that and test ourselves and figure out who we are in these first couple of games for sure before we head into a tough Catholic League schedule.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, the same question earlier this evening, we had Coach Raul Lara from Mater Dei on, and we also had Coach Hallimarium on from St. Francis, who you play in a couple of weeks as well. And they kind of, you know, they talk football, and obviously the academics is great, but they said the support from administration, and that you have to have that. I mean, talk about that, because, I mean, certainly – your athletic department, you certainly, obviously, your administration academically, these kids have to get those grades and keep them up. Talk about that, because I think that's so important. It's probably overlooked in any high school football program or any high school program, you know, these days as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for us, you know, we're very high academic institution, Jesuit High School here in the city of Philadelphia in Center City. And, you know, and so I grew up in the area in the Northeast Philly. And so I played against the Prep. I knew of St. Joe's Prep, but, you know, you meet people in growing up and you're like, man, there's just something different about those guys. Like, what is it there? And you don't really know. And then, you know, I became a part of this, this institution and this great community in 2010. And it don't take too long until you realize, you know, the leadership here and, you know, the young men that walk the halls. It's a pretty special place, you know, and just the alumni is phenomenal. And, you know, I think our support as an overall school and our athletic department, and our community, you know, always have our backs and, you know, and we want to represent ourselves, the right way, you know, and the brand of who we are as St. Joe's Prep and us as a program. And, you know, we take that stuff very seriously. So, you know, we want to travel the right way. We want to nutrition the right way. We want to work out the right way. We want to hold our guys to a higher standard, not only in the classroom, but on the football field and in life, and, you know, try to develop these guys, to be great, you know, to create fathers and husbands and leader of our countries, you know, as they grow up to do their thing in their futures. And I would like to think that a lot of that stuff can be learned, the lessons they learn within the school and at the Prep, but also some great life lessons, also in this great game that we you know, I love to coach, and these young kids love to play.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Tim Roken joins us, head coach of St. Joseph Prep, Philadelphia. And, you know, right after you play American Heritage, you have the Matha, St. Francis Academy. As I said, we just talked to their head coach, Our Lady of Good Counsel out of Maryland, who is playing one of the South Florida teams next week in Christopher Columbus. And then you get, like you said, you get into Roman Catholic and Father Judge and schools like that. Talk about the schedule, because that's got to be appealing as well. You have some of these young kids, you know, who are, you know, maybe freshmen, and then say, well, geez, next year when I was a sophomore, I'll be a junior. We're going to get an opportunity to play some of these great programs, not just in our city and not just in our league, but nationally. Talk about that incentive.
Yeah, it's been kind of a, you know, a cookie cutter kind of recipe for us that has been pretty successful in developing these guys and throughout the year and trying to figure out who we are obviously every team has a 1-year life expectancy, right? You know, a new set of seniors, a new group of young guys coming up as sophomores, and you got to start that whole process all over again. And you know, I think for us, and you know, I was a longtime assistant under you know, phenomenal head coach and leader in Gabe Infante prior to myself. And right, he, you know, he did a great job, and he kind of set that tone for us in putting us on the, you know, on a national map, back to national map. You know, a prior coach and Gil Brooks had them there in the early 2000s as a longtime coach here, and Gabe, you know, and the group got us back on the map. And, you know, part of that process was, you know, and I didn't really understand it as a young coach at the time, was, you know, we were playing the Don Boscos, the St. Joe's Regionals, the Bergen Catholics, and a lot of schools in the Maryland and in the New Jersey area. And, you know, we're on the bad end of it, right? And pretty quickly. And we had to grow and develop, but and as a young coach, I didn't understand at first. And the more you go through it, you realize how much you learn about yourself as a coach, how much you learn about yourself as a team that year, what needs to get fixed. You play great competition, and the hope is that, you know, you face some of this great competition, iron sharpens iron, you come back and you play a tough Catholic League schedule, and, you know, you play with a ton of confidence because you've played against some of the best around the country. Right. And then, you know, if you have an opportunity, which we've had, and we're blessed to have had grateful to have had those opportunities to play in the state playoffs, you know, at that point, the hope is that you're playing your best football. You fix all the things that need to be taken care of. You're playing your best ball, and you play in the big lights, right? So now you can make a run at that thing. So it's been kind of the recipe that we followed over the years. It's been pretty successful for us, and, you know, here we are again with another tough schedule. But again, we're not going to shy away from everybody. We're going to go and try and find the best and see what we're about. You know, this is a new group, yeah. So let's see how this thing shakes out.
No doubt. Coming up on this Friday, 6 o'clock, nationally televised game. Obviously, that's great. I know a lot of people will be tuning in. And certainly, Coach, I can't thank you enough for taking the time this evening. We will see you down here on Friday evening. Have a great trip. And again, thanks as always.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you guys for having me tonight, and looking forward to getting back down there in South Florida.
Good stuff. Coach Tim Roken from St. Joseph's Prep in Philadelphia, and they will be in action this week on Saturday. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up with Coach Eric Kerr from Corner Cannon of Utah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.